New heading, the Quadrant 2 tool. The objective of Quadrant 2 management is to manage our lives effectively from a center of sound principles, from a knowledge of our personal mission, with a focus on the important as well as the urgent, and within the framework of maintaining a balance between increasing our production and increasing our production capability. This is admittedly an ambitious objective for people caught in the thick of thin things in quadrants 3 and 4. But striving to achieve it will have a phenomenal impact on personal effectiveness. A quadrant 2 organizer will need to meet 6 important criteria. First, coherence. Coherence suggests that there is harmony, unity, and integrity between your vision and mission, your roles and goals, your priorities and plans, and your desires and discipline. In your planner, there should be a place for your personal mission statement so that you can constantly refer to it. There also needs to be a place for your roles for both short and long-term goals. Second, balance. Your tool should help you keep balance in your life, to identify your various roles, and to keep them right in front of you, so that you don't neglect important areas such as your health, your family, professional preparation, or personal development. Many people seem to think that success in one area can compensate for failure in other areas of life, but can it really? Perhaps for a period of time in some areas it might. But can success in your profession really compensate for a broken marriage, ruined health, or weakness in personal character? You see, true effectiveness requires balance, and your tool needs to help you create and maintain it. 3, a quadrant 2 focus. You need a tool that encourages you, motivates you, actually helps you spend the time you need in quadrant 2. So that you're dealing with prevention rather than just prioritizing crises, putting out fires. In my opinion, the best way to do this is to organize your life on a weekly basis. You can still adapt and prioritize on a daily basis, but the fundamental thrust is organizing the week. Organizing on a weekly basis provides much greater balance and context than daily planning. There seems to be implicit cultural recognition of the week as the single complete unit of time. Business, education, and many other facets of society operate within the framework of the week, designating certain days for focused investment and others for relaxation or inspiration. The basic Judeo-Christian ethic honors the Sabbath, the one day out of every 7 set aside for uplifting purposes. Most people think in terms of weeks, but most third-generation planning tools focus on daily planning. While they might help you prioritize your activities, they basically only help you organize crises and busy work. The key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. And this can best be done in the context of the week. 4, a people dimension. You also need a tool that deals with people, not just schedules. While you can think in terms of efficiency in dealing with time, a principle-centered person thinks in terms of effectiveness in dealing with people. There are times when principle-centered quadrant 2 living requires the subordination of schedules to people. Your tool needs to reflect that value, to facilitate implementation rather than create guilt when a schedule is not followed. 5, flexibility. Your planning tool should be your servant, never your master. Since it has to work for you, it should be tailored to your style, your needs, your particular ways, and the desires that you have for spontaneity. 6, portability. Your tool should also be portable, so that you can carry it with you most of the time. You may want to review your personal mission statement while riding the bus. You may want to measure the value of a new opportunity against something you have already planned. If your organizer is portable, you will keep it with you so that important data is always within reach. Since Quadrant 2 is the heart of effective self-management, you need a tool that moves you into Quadrant 2. Our work with the fourth generation concept has led to the creation of tremendous tools specifically designed according to the criteria listed above. But many good third generation tools can easily be adapted. Because the principles are sound, the practices or specific applications can vary from one individual to the next.